time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
As we wrap up the year, it has certainly been an interesting year in real estate, both locally and nationally. Shane Mast joining us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about how things are looking as we wrap up the year.
Sure. We got, I wish that we had one less day because I have to wait for the rest of today, the last business day of December, before I can officially close my stats for the year. But up to this point, December stats is what we got up till today, and we got another, 7.5 hours left in the day. But there's been 76 sold properties, which is not very high, in Douglas County in this month. So for reference, last month was the lowest in 6 years at 92 sales. And that was the lowest since 2016. I don't think we're going to hit that. So I think unless we have a huge day today, but generally you don't get a lot of closings on December 30th. But we'll probably break that record and be the lowest month since 2016 again. By the end of today, but I'll be able to tell you more about that next week. The median price jumped a bit, but with the lower numbers, when you're talking about average and median sale price, it's harder to get a good, accurate number with that when there's not very many houses being sold, because a couple large ones or a couple of small priced ones can really affect your average. But the average sold price in December for those 76 homes so far is $370,000. And the median is $323,000. So if you remember last month, the median was actually $299,000. So that jumped up a bit, but again, not a whole lot of data to look at for this month. The list to sales price ratio went down again. So right now, the average home in Douglas County is selling for about 3.5% below what the final list price is. And it's important to note final list price, because a lot of times that's after a price drop. A third of the houses that are selling have had a price drop. So, and then buyers are getting those for 3.5% below that price. And in our experiences, we don't know how many buyers are getting closing costs paid by the seller, because that's not a public record statistic. From what we see, we hit So we have a lot of data just from our own company. We just hit our 602nd sale of the year. So looking at those, probably half have had sellers paying their closing costs. So not only are we getting 3.5% discount, we're also usually getting about 2% in closing costs. So those are the good news for the buyer. The bad news is that the average price ticked up a little bit, still down from the peak, about 6%, which peaked out in July.
So good news for the sellers, though?
The good news for the sellers, well, actually, in order to give the good news for the seller, I think I need to give you some statistics on, I'm not going to be able to get through all of this, this will be part one of talking about the last crash. That's probably the biggest question I've been getting the last month or two from people is this going to be another 08? And for those of you that don't know what that was, it was the second largest real estate crash in the United States history, as far as length and how much the market went down. The only thing that was bigger than the 08 crash was the Great Depression. So, and short answer is no, it's not going to be another 08. But for that reason, I can give you some statistics. And that's the good news for the sellers. It's not going to be a 08 crash. In Douglas County, actually, if you look at the stats, the crash actually began in 2006 here. So it was a little longer in Douglas County even than it was in other areas. But what was interesting is right now our prices aren't going down very quickly, but our sales are going, we're down 40% in sales. And if you look at the data from before 08, sales actually started going down in 2005, but prices didn't start going down until 2007. So that's what I would tell sellers. You know, this is the shortened version because I don't have time to go over all those stats, but I think next time I'll mostly talk about the difference between 08 and what's happening now. Is the 08, because This one is completely driven by inflation. So, you know, inflation was high, so the Federal Reserve had to drop raise the interest rate to get us to spend less money. Less money will lower inflation, less money in the economy. So as soon as rates go back down, which, by the way, rates are at 6.5% today, so they've been really in between 6.2 and 6.5 for over a month now. So they've kind of stabilized. So the good news for sellers is they're not planning, they're probably not going to hit 7 again like they did in October. And as those rates go down, there's so much pent-up buyer demand that when the rates, you know, get back to the mid-fives to low-fives, it's going to be it's going to flip right back to a seller's market because there's going to be more buyers than there are houses again. And so I guess that would be the good news. And in the 08 crash, it was like 5 years. This one, it's going to be less. This is my prediction, less than a year, and we'll be back to a seller's market.
Interesting. Well, certainly watching this at the moment, whether you're a potential buyer or you're looking to sell, a lot of deep dive things to look at to make sure you're placed in the right direction and ready to execute whichever you want to do, whether it's buy or sell.
Yeah, for sure. And you definitely want to be connected with a professional. If you're a buyer, you really need a good lender. If you don't know a good lender, any realtor can, you know, usually has a list of people. I have a good relationship with over 10 really good lenders, and we're talking all the time. And if you're a buyer right now, interest rates is the number one thing to think about. So even when to lock, and that means you would lock your rate. Some lenders even have a floating lock where if it goes down, they'll let you drop it, which I've never seen before, but I've never seen such volatile rates before. But yeah, get connected with somebody that does this for a living, and it'll help you at your home buying search for sure.
Well, it's definitely not the time to be going out there trying to navigate all this on your own.
Yeah. If you're not following it, you know, almost minute by minute like we are, it could really cost you in the long run.
Yeah, and it's the type of thing where, you know, one wrong move in paperwork can cost you a lot of money. So that's definitely important. Now, what you talked about before, the holiday period being slow with Christmas and everything else going on. Given the current environment, how soon into January do things pick back up a bit?
Immediately. So, in fact, we're already getting more calls between Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We probably got more calls than we did the last 3 weeks combined from buyers starting to look again. I really believe it's so many people celebrate Christmas, and nobody wants to move with their, you know, when they're already put all their Christmas decorations up their tree. They're not thinking about moving. But it'll immediately, but that what that means, though, you got to remember, though, is closed sales are a lagging indicator. So what's happened in December, this big slow period, is going to show up in the statistics in January and February. So those are going to be even lower sale months than what we had in November and December. So you won't see it in the statistics until late February and March when the January buyers come back out. But there's also generally a lot more listings hit the market in January because for the same reason why buyers aren't looking, sellers aren't looking to move at that period either. I know in our office we have quite a few coming up in the next 2 weeks.
So if people want to get connected to you, how do they do that?
You can always Google us at theoregonlife.com or give us a call at 541. What's our number? 391-4945.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes. Thanks for being on this morning.